What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Roto this week. Sorry I had to take a week off. Unfortunately, I had some bad things happen. I won't read into it too much. My brother passed away. So, I had to just take a little time away, had to get my mind clear. But I've been working on something. And what I've been working on is doing an RDP Superstars list. And this is going to be the top five at all five positions in the NFL this year for the 2023. And this is going to be your standard IDP scoring, a point of tackle, half point for a half tackle, so on and so forth from there. Now, I decided to throw this list together because I wanted to highlight a lot of these players. And there's a couple players on here that I wanted to take a look at just a little bit and explain why do they score so much and talk about how did that person actually end up there when he wasn't even a starter. We'll get to that. So again, this is get over to Dr. Roto right now. There is baseball content, college basketball content going on right now. I mean, it's March, right? You ready for March Madness, right? The guys at the one and done got you. And right now with hockey going off right now, I mean, you have so many different avenues in this what's semi-off season, but a lot of people are getting ready for their dynasty leagues. I'm getting ready to have my baseball draft here in the next day or two. So that's huge for a lot of people like us. And going forward, that's where we want to put it all. So this is a football podcast, of course. So let's get to it. All right. So under the standards IDP scoring system, on my model, DeForest Buckner was number one with 119 points, and his points per game were seven. Number two was Derrick Brown for the Carolina Panthers, just in case any of you guys need to go, or if he's still for the Carolina. I mean, with free agency about to amp up and all these trades are about to happen, of course, we're looking at last season and where they could go from there. So we got Derrick Brown, Carolina. What a guy. Came out of nowhere. Nobody even thought about him. When you think about him as number two, and if you have to start a defensive tackle, then he's the perfect guy for you because you could have got him almost in the last round and nobody would have knew. And you'd have got 112 points from him. And yet, that's an average of 6.59. Number three is the Miami Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He had a 102, and that's an average of six. I mean, another guy you could have definitely got late. Number four, a guy you couldn't have got late was Quinnen Williams of the Jets. 93.5 points, 5.5 points per game. And number five, Christian Barmore of the New England Patriots. 92.5. 5.44 game. Did you notice I didn't even mention Aaron Donald? And that has nothing to do with age. Again, this goes back to game plans. And when teams double and triple team Aaron Donald, sometimes going for the stars always isn't the best idea, especially if it's a defensive line, especially a tackle like Aaron Donald. Even though they move him around, the Rams defensively up front just couldn't create enough pressure without Aaron Donald being blocked. So they had to sit there and continuously always monitor Aaron Donald, which then the rest of the team didn't step up, of course. Well, hey, this is a new year, and man, the Rams are in a perfect position to get some guys right now. Oh, yeah. So let's get to, so when you look at that, you got DeForest at 119, and then you have the fifth place guy, Christian Barmore, at 92.5. That's within a 20-point difference, and you're not going to get really much out of that. But what you do know is that DeForest Buckner has been a force to be reckoned with down low. He has been one of the most consistent people, and it shows yet once again why he's up there. You're looking at 7 points per game for defensive tackle, and that's a position a lot of people are overlooking, and it's not one of the more important positions like linebacker. So let's move along. Defensive end. I mean, you already know it. It's the Steelers' T.J. Watt. Bang, 155. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Average of 9.12 points per game. I mean, DJ Watt got it done. And now this really shows you that when you talk about defensive player of the year and people who make money or get that accolade and how dominant they were, look, you can make every argument for Myles Garrett, but when you go to fantasy stats and you see that Myles Garrett isn't even the top five, that lets you know something. Like, just like, okay, you gave it to him, but was he really that like explosive? Was he really out of this world? No, I don't think so. I think in the end, when you look at, TJ Watt's 155, That's more impressive. That means that he was in on more plays, opportunity, and everything else. Hey, that's the way it works out. Number two, Khalil Mack, 148.5, an average of 8.74 per game. Now, he had that one game that was monstrous, the 6-7 sack game. Yeah, that is like almost, that accounts for almost 40% of his points. So don't get it twisted. And Bosa was injured for the year. Now, when you run it back, that 148.5, that's insane. Without that game, this takes him not only out of the top five, but moves him down, but shows why a game breaker like that, it overall in the season, you're going to win. But most likely, if you have an IDP league and you have him for that game, there's most likely no way you're going to lose that week when someone puts up 50, 60, 70. In one league where it was created pressures and everything, this dude put up over 100 points. I got nothing. I'm just the IDP hero trying to tell y'all that IDP matters, right? Okay. Move along. Number three, Max Crosby, Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, what is this? 139.5 with an average of 8.21. And this man had a lot of hurries and pressures too. So this guy was really one of the guys you could have really got later in the draft and that you would have got that consistent play all year long. I mean, I picked him up this year. And he helped me out for a few weeks that I needed him. I mean, he threw up a stinker one of the weeks. It just didn't make sense. I was like, he had the perfect opportunity to have so many sacks. He just kept whiffing. His teammates were just getting set. Like, I think this is the game they had like 7 or 8, 9 sacks. And he didn't get what? It was like everybody else had sacks. So, you know, that's crazy. But it wasn't, but that's again, that's somebody that you can wait on, that you can, you know, get in the back. Another guy you could wait on too was Daniel Hunter, 133. Even 7.82 per game. And then I'm going to move on to number five, Josh Allen, Jacksonville, 122.5, 7.21. Now, if you notice that these guys are getting over seven. So if you can't get really and you don't trust, you know, a big game safety or that, and you're looking for more sacks or your IDP league credits sacks at a higher point than interceptions, then you're definitely overall in the season, you're going to accredit more sacks than anybody's going to get interceptions. I mean, we'll get to the guy who, of course, is number one in that position. But at the same time, if you don't get those touchdowns, then you're not getting any of those points. And it's just like another Khalil Mack situation where it almost moves him out of first place. You know what I'm saying? So that gives you guys, I mean, these guys right here are going to be high targets next year. So that's why I'm putting out this podcast right now before the draft. So you can see where these players go. If they get traded, then you get the draft picks. Right. And if you get some, you know, guys that come in that could do some damage, like, I mean, you get a Chop Robinson as a backup to say, let's Josh Allen. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if it happened, I mean, that's everything you'll need. So that being said, when you look at that, that is an important position. At the end, I'm going to rank the positions, of course. Let's go over to linebacker. And number one, guy who outscored every tight end last year, but Sam Laporta. Poyesid Olukun, 184 points. That's more than some third receivers, man. That's some wild, wild, manly points, man. 10.82 per game. Just solid. Just draft him. He's number one. Everybody's going to be after him. You already know it. He plays for Jacksonville, like, well, for right now. And he do. Ooh, I would love to see him come to LA, though. I mean, can you imagine him in Pittsburgh, though? And then having Cole Holcomb come back with TJ Watt, Highsmith. Ooh, oh, woo-hoo-woo. I don't even want to think about it, right? We'll just move along. Number two, the guy who surprised everybody, because there's another guy that surprises everybody on this list as well, too, is one of the top guys. And that is Bobby Wagner of the Seattle Seahawks, 177.5, 10.44 per game. That's solid. You know, and again, a lot of people do forget about Bobby Wagner, but just like I said in my podcast last year, a lot of people gravitate to Bobby Wagner and grab him too early. That could leave you somebody like Roquan Smith, TJ Edwards, or Zaire Franklin, maybe even Poyesid Olukun. You know, I love that man's name. Number three, TJ Edwards. Woo! 171.5. And at the same time, you got a 10.09 average per game, man. He was just wrecking. Chicago's defense was wrecking. I told y'all, man, dude, you know, Stevenson was almost in the top five as well as cornerback. So what I always do as a defensive expert, and what I do on my podcast, a lot of my IDP hits of the week, if you notice, I will highlight multiple players in that game, and that's or on that team that week. So someone like, I'll do Cameron Bynum, and then I'll do, well, Daniel Hunter last year for the Vikings. So that was giving you that two level, right? But I was suggesting those guys because in that games, that those guys were always going to show up. And that's, I mean, you here, you see the stats coming up real quick. Oh, yeah. Woo! Bring the pain. You thought I forgot about that. Number four, this dude is just straight nasty. I love him. He's one of my favorite players on the whole team. And I love Josh Allen, the quarterback, right? It's Terrell Bernard. 170 points last year, 10-point average. I mean, what do you got more? This dude was everywhere wrecking bodies, dude. He was running through people. He was smashing. He was going for interceptions. He did it all. He wanted sacks, but he made sure that Buffalo was disrupted everything. Him not being in that game against Kansas City was so brutal for the Buffalo Bills. They were so injured, man. But things happen. Let's move along to number five. It'll surprise you. It's Alex Singleton with a 168 average and a 9.88 average on the week. So, of course, score 168 for the year. A lot of a guy you can get super duper late. And you get to you if you're getting a guy three or four levels, and then you're going to grab your handcuffs to your running backs or wide receivers or another third, fourth receiver, and then you come back around with Singleton, you're good the rest of the year. You're good with a guy like that. And I mean, defense is big in Denver, and there's no way it's not stopping. It's not stopping. So that's somebody, guys. I want to throw in number six was Zaire Franklin. He led the league in tackles. That's fine. He put up 166.5, but he had a 10.41 average. That average actually would put him to third if you went for points per game. And again, it shows why that sometimes getting every tackle isn't the best, position. Sometimes having a linebacker or a player in the best position, like a cornerback that can take a pick six for a touchdown, that is what you're looking at sometimes as well too. But man, he'd override will always say linebacker over every position because you always need that 7, 8, 9, 10 points, maybe 14 or 15 points. Wish your odds will be lower if you go with one of the other positions to score that higher average. So it's better to just be smart. But a lot of leagues do limit linebackers. The one league I'm in, you're only allowed to have one linebacker on the whole team. So it's an off week, you better have a good defensive end or a safety or a cornerback that's maybe returning kick returns. I got you there. You're going to hear that one. So let's move over to cornerback. We got Deron Bland, Dallas. I mean, we already knew he was up number one, 144 points, 0.5 points, and an 8.5 per game average. That actually makes him just as important as a defensive end. So that kind of moves up the cornerback position. And he had a great year. But again, if you take away half those touchdowns, the pick sixes that he had, you take that away, he slips bad. He slips. Like if you just take three away, he goes under the number two guy. And the number two guy is only the number two guy because of a certain reason. Number two, Keisean Nixon of the Green Bay Packers. Oh, didn't you talk about him on your IDP heats of the week? Yes, I did. I'm the guy who brought him up to you when he was like 0.0001% owned in all leagues. But guess what? This dude put up 128.65 points. So when you see Deron Bland at 144, and the closest guy is 128.65, and he's returning kickoff returns and punt returns, right? His average, though, and here's where it gets you, and this is what I'm talking about. Because he's only really the nickel corner, and he got a little play because Alexander was out and then just playing mind games with the Packers, whatever he was doing, right? He only averaged 5.5 per game, and that's because he didn't really start. So if, like, the Packers move Alexander and keep Nixon and he gets a starting role, you could see him reduced at one of the positions, maybe the punt returns or maybe the kick return position he kind of gets pulled out of. So then you would see his average go up, but then you would lose those points. But that's really what got him up there. All those kick return yards and all those punt return yards that was credited in on my league, in my league, I should have said, and on my model is it equated to being better than some of the best corners in the game. People are going to say, Lajarius Sneed. No, When it comes to fantasy football, it's somebody like Keyshawn Nixon, right? Number three, Josh Metellus, Minnesota Vikings. Dude, 127.5. So Nixon barely beat him out. 7.5 per game. Again, you see the difference? You get a better average. But again, if Nixon steps in and can retain one of those, you'll be all right. So we'll flip it up. Metellus, again, was part of a Vikings defense that didn't really play good. So there was just a lot of points and a lot of tackles to go around. So everybody was just getting their points off. I mean, Daniel Hunter had a heck of a year, and hardly anybody even thought he was going to do as many sacks as he did. But, so that is what, again, when you take teams, you look at certain levels, you got a hero like, well, I mean, he's gone now, but you had Hunter, and then you have a guy that I'm going to get to. Oh, I already said his name is Cameron Bynum, but then you also have Metellus on the side. I mean, that's points, people. That's points. And if you have a league where you just stack all three of those guys, maybe, and then just go with a stronger defense, you're good. So let's move along. Number four, my dude, Kenny Moore the second. Oh, yeah. Dude, 120.5, 7.53. I think people forgot how dominant Moore was and it can be when he plays a full season solid and gets his starts and plays in there. That's my guy, man. He's on my dynasty league. And that man gets to start every year, every day. He has more starts than anybody other than like maybe Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey was hurt. So it was Moore most of the year. But that's being an IDP guy. I always have guys that when people are off and things like that, but that team is awesome. So that's again, he is a solid play. And again, you're going to get him late because people forget. Again, well, now he's in the top five. He will be highlighted because though, and no matter what model anybody uses, it's still going to pop up a lot of stats. But again, when you got those, when you have EJ Speed running around like a madman and you got Zaire Franklin, right? And then you have Buckner down low, and you got more. I mean, yeah, you good. You good. Number five, Javarius Ward, San Francisco. What a great year. 114 points, 6.7 average. I mean, woo! Isn't that awesome? I mean, San Francisco plays a hard defense, and Ward was part of that. He's a great tackling corner, and it shows again why, these guys step up. But when you get to 6.7 points, then you might want to take somebody like a defensive end. Like I would take Josh Allen, the defensive end, of course, over Javarius Ward. But I wouldn't take Josh Allen over someone like Kenny Moore the second, because it's going to be even right there. The sacks, but then the tackles will end up paying off because of that. But Kenny Moore could slip a little bit, and Josh Allen could be another dominant force. And if he gets a 15, 16 sack season, that's too many points to give up. So again, you really have to look at where you're at and who's available in your drafts. Because if you're having a dynasty draft right now, and then you're going to have the rookie draft after that, then these are guys you're going to want to target. Let's move along. Safety. Antoine Winfield Jr., 164.5 for the year, 9 points per game. That's a hell of a game. And nobody thought he would be number one. Guess what? He was. And now you get this point where, if this whole Baker Mayfield thing doesn't work out, Tampa Bay is going to need a quarterback. If they don't get a good quarterback, a solid quarterback, next thing you know, I mean, Carson Wentz could probably go there. If Mayfield leaves, whatever. But when you look at that, he's going to always be in on every play. He's just as dominant as anybody else. And he's always back there to make an interception, and he wants to take it the distance. I mean, he's number one for the reason. And he's somebody last year that you could have got late in your drafts. I mean, I don't want to keep beating that up. But number two, Jesse Bates, the third, another guy, wait, 162 with a 9.53 average. He had a stellar year. Atlanta has a good defense, a good solid defense. And that's why taking a safety from Atlanta is perfect. And he's definitely going to be playing up to the level this year. And with a whole new coach, with a new head coach, finally, we get to see the superstars. So that could lead to more turnovers because teams will be throwing more, maybe behind with Atlanta, or maybe Atlanta will be a little more aggressive this year. So let's see what works out for them. Number three, Cameron Bynum. Talked about them all, right? Why did I talk about 138? That's an 8.12 average. Now, what rewind that? Number two is 162. Number three is 138. That's a massive, massive difference. So, yes, defensive schemes make a difference, and the opportunity for tackle makes a difference too. I talk about the opportunity for tackle so much because that falls into how the percentage of plays that the teams play over the middle, where your guy is standing, if he's the right outside at the time, if he's edge rushing, if he's going to be locked up where he's got to, bump the tight end, or if he's going to be in the middle, like Franklin. That's big for you. Number four, Julian Love, Seattle Seahawks, 136.5, 8.03 average. Let's round out number five, Derwin James Jr., 132.5, 8.28 average. Of course, the difference is sometimes with those could come with that they played more games or less games, and I could get it. But Derwin James is one of the best safeties in the league, too, that everybody forgot about. He was on the waiver wire out there, and he was like around 20, 30% at the half the time. He got up there near the end when he came back, and people could trust him. And the Chargers defense was on the field the entire game practically because, that offense sucked. So, I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but, I don't want to stick it to him. let's just stop. I'm done with that stick name, man. So, this is going to lead to the first ever Painbringers All IDP defensive team. Ooh, yeah. Each level gets a hero. It's number one in each position. Unless I feel somebody had a better, you're not going to see me moving TJ Watt out for Myles Garrett. Sorry. I mean, I can understand if I moved out Aaron Donald for somebody, but I'm not doing it. Number one of the all IDP team is DeForest Buckner. Congratulations, DeForest. You can pick up your award at drroto.com. You can email us at any time, ask for heat override, and I will tell you what your award is. It's most likely a Bring the Pain sticker. But if you want a cool Bring the Pain sticker, you might want that. You are number one, buddy. Congratulations. Woo! Uh-oh. I hit my thing. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that with the people, the video, and all that stuff. Sometimes I get a little crazy and I break things with my energy. Oh yeah. Defensive end. Oh, IDP. TJ Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Number one, man. Ain't no way, no thing. You got a chance to get Watt. You can get one of those top five linebackers, and you can get TJ Watt. You most likely have a chance to win your IDP fantasy football league, or your defensive, your dynasty leagues, or your best ball leagues that allow IDP players. Yeah. Let's move along. Linebacker, Boyce Olagoon. Oh, yeah. Man, dude gets it. He gets it. He's number one player all time. Bro out here, shutting down, man, shutting the whole offense down. And then he's scoring more points than the defensive players, making people like Travis Kelce look bad. He had more points than Travis Kelce in my league. How is that possible? It's possible because IDP matters. All right, I'm going crazy with the echo. Let's go. Cornerback, Deron Bland. After the year he had, he more than well deserves an IDP All-Team Award of the Painbringer United. Welcome to Planet Painbringer, Deron Bland. Hey, you're going to have to run it back and get your boy Diggs back too, man. You're going to be all right. You're going to be able to lock it down now. You won't get as many touchdowns, but you're good. Again, go to drroto.com, email us, look for Mr. Heat Override, and I will get you a Bring the Pain sticker. Oh, yeah. Because nothing says that you can bring the pain rather than a Bring the Pain sticker. Oh, yeah. Woo. Safety, Antoine Winfield Jr. Dude's getting it done. I don't care what anybody says. When you're number one, you're number one. You get the award. Buddy, you know the rule. You know the drill. Everybody knows. You're getting the sticker. Special teams. Yep. Keyshawn Nixon. So what I just did to you right there was I gave you, if you actually play in a league that has all five positions and you miss out on Bland because people met out, you could put Nixon in there if his role remains the same and you could have a chance and having one of the best IDTB plays of the year. Yeah, man, I'm going off. But hey, man, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I hope it was really cool, really fresh to see it break it down and just go through these numbers and give out awards to these players and think about where would you have drafted them? Where are you drafting? Are you drafting right now while you're listening to this? Maybe not. I mean, I wouldn't listen to a podcast during a draft, but I would do a podcast during a draft. Oh, yeah, everybody. So get over to Dr. Roto. We got content going out. Jeremy's been killing it with all of his content. And of course, with all everything out, you got your seasonal content coming out. You have, again, baseball. You coming out right now. Lou is killing it. Man, so many different articles are coming out from so many different people. I got it's there's literally four or five articles hitting the website today. So get the Dr. Roto. Remember, code word doc gets you a thing and get over to Bring the Pain on Spreaker. Like, follow, and get to my Facebook page as well and my YouTube page as well. That way you can be part of it. I have a supporters club for a couple bucks a month. You can get all of my things that make me a jerk. All right, I did it one more time. So get to it. And always remember when you're drafting to bring the pain. Ooh, yeah. May the picks be with you, everybody. And let's get ready for some free agency. Dig it. Yeah.